A Goucher College poll released yesterday reports a 70% approval rating for Republican Governor Larry Hogan, in a state where registered Democrats outnumber Republicans by more than 2-1. But WIPR's Rachel Bay reports that Hogan's popularity has not helped Republican U.S. Senate candidate Kathy Shalega in her bid to replace retiring Senator Barbara Mikulski.
Shalega makes no secret of the fact that she has Hogan's endorsement. She calls attention to it in her first ad since the primary, released last week.
I am proud to have the endorsement of Governor Larry Hogan. He knows we have to change Washington together.
Hogan's endorsement also appears above some of Shalega's yard signs. Shalega, who represents Baltimore County in the State House of Delegates, pitched herself as Hogan's ally in Washington at an event Sunday at the B'nai Israel Synagogue in Rockville.
He needs a partner in Washington, someone who's willing to work with him, and someone who knows what it's like to sign the front of a paycheck and balance a budget.
But at least so far, Shalega has not seen the same kind of approval ratings as the Maryland governor. According to Goucher poll data released last week, just 28% of likely voters say they view Shalega favorably. Even fewer, 24%, say they are likely to vote for her. Malaya Cromer, who runs the Goucher poll, says it's hard for a federal candidate like Shalega to latch onto the coattails of a popular governor like Hogan.
There is generally a disconnect between state politics and the national level politics and how it trickles down. I think Kathy Shalega certainly is more influenced by Donald Trump than she is by Larry Hogan at this point.
Hogan was also elected following the recession and the ensuing recovery, events that generally drive discontent with the sitting governor's party. He was able to criticize the tax and fee hikes the Martin O'Malley administration used to buffer revenues following the downturn. Shalega isn't in the same position.
Now, as an individual senator, you have less control over your ability to turn the economy around. She'll have to speak about issues that are fundamentally different from the issues that Larry Hogan had to speak about back in 2014.
Cromer said voters see the distinction between federal and state elections even more clearly this year, the year of Donald Trump. Earlier this year, Hogan declared he will not vote for Trump for president. Shalega was asked about her own support of Trump at Sunday's event.
I got in this U.S. Senate race on November 10th, and I have said since that time I would support my party's nominee, and I am a woman of my word. I am supporting my party's nominee.
Shalega's Democratic opponent in the race, Congressman Chris Van Hollen, says Shalega's support of Trump highlights a major difference between her and Hogan.
Donald Trump does not represent Maryland values, and it displays terrible judgment for my opponent to support someone like Donald Trump to be commander-in-chief and president of the United States.
According to the recent Goucher poll, 76% of likely voters say they view Trump unfavorably, and 25% say they will vote for him. Cromer says Trump's numbers in Maryland may be dragging Shalega down in the polls. She points to data showing that more than half of likely voters say they don't know whether they view Shalega favorably or unfavorably.
Now, over the summer, she has really gotten out there and tried to introduce herself to Marylanders. The problem is, every single time she has been asked about Trump or she has to talk about Trump, or the Trump's latest gaffe, Trump's latest comment, and that detracts from her ability to talk about herself and her campaign.
With 6 weeks to go before Election Day, Shalega says she's hitting the ground running. She points out that at this point 2 years ago, when Hogan was running for governor, he was down in the polls too. A CBS News New York Times YouGov poll conducted at the end of September that year showed Hogan down 17 points. Shalega is down 30. While Shalega describes her plans for new ads from her Baltimore field office, Hogan smiles from a framed photo of him and Shalega on a table 2 feet away. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1. WYPR.